this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
Today we revisit green roofing or vegetated roofing. A green roof is a roof with plants growing on it. The plants are usually indigenous sedums, which are extremely drought tolerant, though they can be a regular landscape with bushes and trees. Sometimes a green roof is planted with vegetables so that the building can provide food. The Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm, number one at Standard Motor Products, is a 40,000 square foot green roof that provides New Yorkers with a bounty of fresh produce. That project was so successful that the Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm number two at the Brooklyn Navy Yard Building, number three, a 60,000 square foot farm was built. Green roofs are somewhat expensive, nearly doubling the cost of a new roof, but since they shield the waterproof membrane from extremes of heat and cold and ultraviolet light, the roof membrane lasts longer. Roof manufacturers will double the warranty on a roof membrane if it is covered with a green roof by a certified installer. In addition to protecting the membrane, a green roof acts as insulation, keeping the building warmer in winter and cooler in summer. The savings in cost of membrane replacement in 20 or 30 years, along with the reduced energy use, means a green roof pays much more than it costs in the long run. In the heat of the summer, the plants of a green roof keep cool by evaporating water, so that on a 100-degree day, the plants seldom get hotter than 80 degrees. This cooling property of a green roof eliminates the heat island effect, which is the reason that cities are hotter than the surrounding suburbs or countrysides in the summer. In addition to the cooling properties, a green roof absorbs water, greatly reducing water runoff. On some green roofs, the soil is loose, sitting on top of a special drainage mat with landscape fabric that allows water to run through. On some green roofs, there is a special wear layer that protects the membrane, and pre-planted trays are placed on the roof. The water runs through the trays and drains across the membrane like a normal roof. There are several buildings in the Lehigh Valley with green roofs. The Wildlands Conservancy Environmental Education Center building at the Poole Wildlife Sanctuary was one of the first green roofs in the valley. The PP&L Plaza building in downtown Allentown has green roofs, and the Lower Mount Bethel Township Visitors Center has a green roof. The new Steps building at Lehigh University has an 8,000 square foot green roof, and the Allentown Rita project is supposed to have a 28,000 square foot green roof when it's built. The Hanover Township Municipal Building has a green roof, and the soon-to-be-completed Forks Township Public Works Complex has been designed with a green roof. There are plans for a green roof at the Nurture Nature Center in Easton. And further north, the Tobyhanna Army Depot started with a 14,000-square-foot green roof pilot project in 2006 and now has almost 100,000 square feet of green roofs. If you go to the WDIY website, we will have a link to information about the Tobyhanna Army Depot, the Nurture Nature Center project, and the Brooklyn projects.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, reminding you that WDIY is a radio station that's in this community and that is part of this community and that is supported by this community, which is exactly the way that it should be. The people who use this service are the largest single sources of support for it, which is how you know that it's independent. That's how you know that it's acting in your interest. That's how you know that WDIY is working to bring reliable information to you. So please make your donation today. With your help, WDIY can pay for the news and keep fund drives short. Visit WDIY.org and please give as generously as you can. Thanks.